This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
To talk about this game, to talk about the mysterious Mike Hall. So many different things. We head out to the fan hotline and welcome on of Cleveland.com. She joins us every single Tuesday, it's Wednesday, Nick. Every single Wednesday at 3:20, Ashley Bastock. Ashley, welcome to the show.
You know, you had me second guessing right now what day it was. So we're just at that time of the year, I think.
Yeah, I also haven't worked a 5-day work week in like 3 weeks because I've taken a couple Fridays off to have my daughter's marching band performances to be able to see those. So I don't know what day it is or what time of day it is. I'm very confused, Ashley.
That's so valid. I mean, I'm constantly having to double check the date, remind myself of the day of the week. Part of me is like, I just should write a post-it note on my computer every day and say, today is Wednesday, today is Thursday.
I got to buy post-it notes too, because that would help me very much.
What hit? Now I'm thinking of Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion with the post-it notes.
I've never seen that movie.
I think you'd like that movie a lot.
Oh, my goodness.
Ashley, I know you love
that
movie, right?
It's a great movie. She invented Post-its.
Oh. Well, now I do have to watch that. Ashley, which week one result?
Don't beat yourself up over it. It's okay.
I was very upset. Which week one result would surprise you more, a Browns win or the Browns getting blown out?
You know, I'm going to actually go with the Browns getting blown out. I genuinely have a hard time ever picking the Bengals against the Browns. I don't think that I've ever picked them to beat the Browns in my time on the beat. I think even typically when this team is having some down years, they usually get one win against the Bengals. Last year was a bit tougher. I got proven wrong, but I do think we know the reasons largely, right? The Bengals don't have a good offensive line. Myles Garrett typically feasts in these games. I'm really curious what kind of pressure they're going to be able to create against Joe Burrow. When the Bengals have gotten them, you know, it helps when you have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Joe Burrow, obviously. But I really think we don't make our picks until Thursday. Where I sit now, I feel like I'm picking the Browns to win this game regardless. So it would surprise me to just see them come out, get steamrolled at home against a division opponent when they are fairly healthy. The Browns themselves are fairly healthy for once. It just would surprise me a lot, just given the recent history of this matchup. And I think they're due for one. The Bengals have won 4 out of the last 5. This feels like a Browns win to me.
I think there's a couple things that are just keeping in the back of my brain. The idea that Stefanski last year, obviously the Cowboys game, everyone came in with high aspirations and then it got blown out of the water there. Ravens game a few years ago, week 1, same type of story and just get blown out. And that's in there. And then also the idea that Joe Burrow can just score basically at will last year, anytime he wanted to. And the idea that you're going to see Greg Newsome potentially matched up against, and oftentimes Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, and a lot of these guys in roles. I just think the MJ Emerson injury was huge. I'm just a little worried overall, Ashley. I am.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to be worried about this secondary because they are a little bit into their depth already. I mean, I do think the MJ Emerson loss is a huge deal. God forbid for them if anything happens to Denzel Ward. I think they would be in serious trouble. The front of this defense would be great, but if I'm an offensive coordinator, I would just be throwing against that secondary all game long if something were to happen to Denzel Ward. But, you know, I think, too, like to the Greg Newsome point, Greg historically hasn't played terribly against the Bengals. He's one of those guys that gets up for these matchups. I mean, even his rookie year, Joe Burrow picked on him quite a bit. And I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know I've written about it in the past because it was actually a really good performance by him, and most of his targets were going against Ja'Marr Chase. So I think there are legit reasons to be concerned. However, the other interesting part about Browns-Bengals matchups is, you know, historically, in recent history, they don't necessarily tell us a ton in the big picture about either team. I always think back to the 2021 game in Cincinnati. It was a huge Browns win. It felt like they had turned a corner after Odell Beckham Jr. had forced his way out that week before. And ultimately, it really kind of meant nothing. They went on to win a couple more games. I think sometimes, from the Browns' perspective, beating the Bengals can be fool's gold and vice versa, quite honestly. So I wouldn't overreact to this game either way. I do think, though, just because I'm saying they're going to win, like, JP, your concerns are not invalidated by that because, you know, coming into week two, I doubt I would pick them to beat the Ravens. Like, we're going to see these things change a lot as they go opponent to opponent.
Well, let's not forget the Halloween game where the Browns made Joe Burrow look like Jeff Driscoll.
Yes, like that is the other prime example where, again, 2022, we think, oh, they've done it. They've figured some things out. They've turned a corner, and then you come back after the bye week, and it was just a disaster down in Miami. So we've seen things like this before with them, and that's why I tend to be wary. But I do just tend to favor the Browns against the Bengals because I think their matchup edge between this D-line and that O-line can be really stifling for their offense.
Ashley, have your expectations for the Browns in terms of wins and losses changed over the last 3 months?
You know, when was 3 months ago? That's my first question.
Let me find a post-it real quick.
Yeah, early June. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and say no. I think, like, their floor and ceiling, I kind of think of as the same. Like, I think the best we could hope for them would be about, like, 9 wins, and that is truly, like, an everything-going-right situation. And the ceiling, the floor, the basement, I mean, like, 3 wins is what they had last year, so, like, why not set it at that for me? So I think they're probably going to fall somewhere in there. Look, this is a really hard schedule. And this is a team that doesn't have a sure answer at quarterback. It's always hard to win in the NFL when you have those factors. And the other thing they have to do, as I've talked about every single week, is protect the football. If they're going to turn the football over, you know, it's like 90% of the time in the NFL, if you lose the takeaway battle, you're going to lose the game. Like, that just tells the story of so many games. And I think a lot of times people don't want to oversimplify it, and maybe it is a little bit, but I do think that is going to be such a key for them. That'll really determine if they're going to be the best versions of themselves. But look, this is a team that, quite honestly, I go into the year thinking the most important long-term goal for them is figuring out how exactly they're going to use these 2 first-round picks next year. And that, to me, is kind of how you need to determine their success. It's not going to be a team that goes to the Super Bowl, necessarily. Like, that's not going to be success like in other recent years. So it's an interesting spot to be in, but I really think it's a year where you kind of have to be focused on the future if you're them.
Well, on that then, what was your read into Jimmy Haslam not only being at the Ohio State game, but also taking Andrew Berry to the LSU game as well?
Yeah, I think like that stuff is kind of standard, right, at this time of the year. I think we knew they were going to be there. I would have been shocked if they were not there. So, yeah, I think we're going to see stuff like that. I think they're going to be represented, even if it's not by those two. They're going to be represented at any of these big-time games and watching some of these big-time quarterbacks because for the scouting people and everything, the draft prep like starts now, right? It actually probably started last year in some cases. So, yeah, I wasn't surprised at all.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
All that we saw them there, I think we'll see more of it as the schedule kind of allows.
Ashley, do we have any update on Mike Hall Jr., including what the hell is going on?
We do not have an update yet. But look, I think the thing with Mike Hall, for me, it was an obvious good sign that he didn't start the year on PUP, where, you know, you have to miss the requisite 4 games or whatever it is. So that means to me, since they didn't start him out there, that they think he's going to be ready before then. You know, it's impossible to get an update. We asked Kevin about injuries today, and he said he's not ready to talk that far in advance going into Sunday. So, look, we won't know. And you know, I think probably not seeing him out there today, my gut feeling, and this is just strictly a gut feeling, would be it'd probably be pretty hard for him to play on Sunday if he's not getting a full week of practice ahead of time. But I don't think long-term it necessarily means anything. I think the move that told us something was them not putting him on PUP to start the year.
How peculiar do you find the Quinshon-Judkins situation? And not only just the idea that we don't have any information, but it doesn't feel like the Browns are really giving us much information, and I don't really know what to think.
Yeah, I find it extremely peculiar, right? Because we're truly not getting anything. And it's like, no matter who you ask, whether it's Kevin Stefanski or their assistant GMs, Glenn Cook and Catherine Hickman, who we've talked to, everyone's giving the same answer of, we have no update. And that's like all they're saying. And, you know, I think they are not typically too keen to tell us much of anything. But I do think sometimes that's where that communication strategy just does not play out well for you, because it leaves room to a lot of speculation, right? Because now we're all sitting here like, what's the deal? Is it something with the contract? Are they still arguing over guaranteed money? But like, it's almost like if it was those things or it was something like that, like, why is the team, are you not just saying, oh, we still have a few things to iron out, but we're confident he's going to be out here soon? Like something like that, I think, would be the better strategy if that's what's going on. So with them, it's just hard to tell, like, is that what's going on and they're just not saying, or is something else not going on? So, yeah, it's definitely been a situation where it's just impossible to get anything out of anyone, no matter how you ask a question. So I do continue to find it peculiar as this gets dragged on and wonder really what is the holdup at this point.
Ashley, given that even if Quinshon signed today, it'd be very unlikely he'd play on Sunday, in the interim, while we wait for him to get signed, and certainly while we wait for the NFL to rule on whatever they might rule on with him, how do you expect the Browns to handle the running back position between Jerome Ford, Dylan Sampson, and Raheem Sanders?
Yeah, you know, I think Jerome Ford right now, to me, just seems poised to be the primary back. And Dylan Sampson, I think, is going to be mostly that third down guy, right? I think they don't want to put too much on his plate. Jerome has played in this role before. Plus, Dylan Sampson, he's a different style running back. He's smaller. He's shiftier. I think that really is a guy who is not going to be served well as your primary back. You want him in more of that third down role. So I expect that and Raheem Sanders to come in when ready to give guys a blow, that sort of thing. But I do think Jerome Ford is going to wind up getting a bulk of those carries for them right now. And we've talked to him about that all training camp. And again, it's a role he's found himself in unexpectedly in each of the last few years, right? Going back to Nick Chubb initially injuring his knee. So we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's interesting to me, though, of course, because he's the guy who took a pay cut. He's getting paid about half as much as he would have been paid in order to help fill out this running back room, stay here. And now he's in a larger role than I think anybody expected.
I saw your colleague, Mary Kay Cabot, and our friend, the Browns will go to Gabriel without hesitation. What do you feel like that means, going to Gabriel without hesitation, at least for Joe Flacco?
Well, I think it like kind of becomes that situation of if Joe Flacco is turning the football over, or if you're losing games, or especially if you're losing games because of him turning the football over, this football team really likes Dylan Gabriel. I think they have been in love with his processing since even before they drafted him. And I think they wouldn't hesitate in the sense that, look, we're going to see him, I think, at some point eventually. The Haslam's talked about wanting to see these rookies play. Again, I think in terms of figuring out what you're going to want to do with those first-round picks, you're going to have a better idea of what you have in Dylan Gabriel and Shador Sanders. So, like, I do think it's not out of the question to see them at some point because people have talked about wanting to see all of these quarterbacks play. So I do think it's something, especially with the – I always come back to the turnovers with Joe, though. That's, like, the first thing to keep an eye on is – how many interceptions is he throwing? Because we know it was a problem for him, obviously, in the wild card loss here and when he was with the Colts last year.
Ashley, real quick, we have about 45 seconds. When is the earliest time you could see the Browns turning to Dylan Gabriel or Shador Sanders?
You know, I think Dylan Gabriel would be up first of all. I'll start with that. And for me right now, I really have my eye after that London game in week 5. I think that's kind of like a natural turning point, so to speak. So if I had to guess right now, that's fascinating to me. But a sneaky, I guess, another point we could look at would be as early as week 3 with now Micah Parsons coming to town. And we could see, I don't know, that's going to be a tough matchup. So after that, but I would still stick with after week 5 and that game against Minnesota in London.
Ashley, great stuff. Appreciate you. And this time next week, we'll actually be talking about real football that's been played by the Cleveland Browns. Can't wait for it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Ashley Bastock, Cleveland.com, as she does every Wednesday at 3:20. I know the day of the week sometimes. On the fan hotline there, we'll react to what she had to say on the hopeometer in Cleveland. Appears to be shockingly low, according to one outlet. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.